Jeff Mucci on Monday sought permission from the rest of the assembly to attend a meeting between the borough and the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association this Thursday, June 21st. Mucci attended Monday's assembly meeting by telephone.
You know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been just kind of listening to different versions about what is going on at this meeting or that meeting, and I honestly don't understand how the process works. And, you know, it seems like once every 3 years we get ready, we do the IBEW contract negotiations, and now we're dealing with the PMEA contract negotiations. And I just wanted to kind of sit in as a fly on the wall and just kind of just see how it all works.
The assembly already approved a new 3-year contract with electrical department workers represented by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, or IBEW, this month. The PMEA represents most other borough employees who aren't in supervisory positions. They've been working under the terms of their old contract, which ran through June of 2017. The borough and the PMEA have been in talks over terms of a new contract for more than a year. The union this spring lodged an unfair labor complaint with the state against the borough, alleging that the borough was not bargaining in good faith. The borough's negotiator is asking the state to dismiss that complaint, arguing that the union has not presented facts to warrant a hearing. The Alaska Labor Relations Agency conducts its investigation and then can schedule a hearing if it finds probable cause for the complaint. The PMEA also filed a similar charge against the city of Petersburg back in 2010, but ended up withdrawing that after the city agreed to mediation in those talks. The state agency was also involved in that year-and-a-half contract dispute when it was called on to determine which municipal workers in Petersburg would be allowed to go on strike. Meanwhile, earlier this month, the assembly approved a last, best, and final offer to the employees, but also said the union was welcome to come back to the table with a counteroffer. At Monday's meeting, the 5 assembly members voted unanimously to approve Mucci's attendance at this week's labor talks. Vice Mayor Jay Stanton Greger explained his thinking.
I don't think our presence in negotiations is necessarily appropriate under normal circumstances. We hire a negotiator. Or we have negotiators, you know, the union has negotiators, like, that's why these people do their jobs. That's not our role. That said, this thing's drug on for a long time. There's been a lot of contention to it. And with Member Mucci saying that he wants to be a silent, you know, for lack of a better term, fly on the wall so he can feel like he learns more about it. In this specific circumstance, I can, and with Member Mucci being a silent person, I can support it in this specific instance. So I'll be voting for this.
In other decisions, the Assembly also approved the hiring of James Kerr as Petersburg's new police chief with an annual salary of $96,000. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.